maybe some of food servants, or even a kitchen with food.
I think you have four kinds of different children. Could you read them? Four different kinds. The first one is the attention deficit disorder child. What's the second one?
Disruptive
child, yes. The one who caused all the disruption in the class. For the third one?
Defiant.
The uncompliant. Disobedient. Rebellious. Child. What's the fourth one?
High impact student.
What's meant by?
High impact student.
What's meant by high impact?
Influential. They're very influential on their peers.
Yes. The leaders, potential leaders. Either gang leaders or good leaders.
Cold water here, the Canadian.
Do you have any of these kinds in your class?
Yes.
All of them? I know professional teachers, they teach them in the class what to do. But I will give you just in summary, test summary, what the schools now, because your children are in schools. What age are you serving in general? What age?
High school,
between elementary and high school, or all high school?
5 to 18.
I remember one time I came to this church. It was a presentation to the congregation about the theories of parenting, which went through for a long time, along the years, which applies to the schools, the children which we are having now, the Sunday schools and in the school system. Of course, before you were born, long, long time ago, there was the method of parenting was absolute obedience. What I say must be done. And children were doing very fine. And in the old days, what dad and mom would say, some order must be done. And this went through many years, many decades, till they said no. The personality of the child is like a robot. Absolute obedience is not good. Okay, this was the theory. I know so many good people now who were raised this way, and they were able to talk with their parents, but they believe parents are much wiser and very loving. Whatever they say, they will do. Then came another theory, which is no need for obedience, no need for guidelines. It's total permissive theory. Leave the child to do whatever he wants to do. By age 9 or 10, they will know by themselves what's good and what's bad. It was a total permissive approach. And children will learn from the parents and the environment, and no need at all to give them any guideline. What do you expect? Children of that age, what do you expect from them to be? Unruly. They don't follow any rules. They do whatever they like. Do you expect any child, a teenager, they will leave him? They were born, no guidelines. By age 10, He would be all right? Then a theory, a third one came, which is behavior modification theory. Behavior modification means, you know, Pavlov experiment. Okay. When you have a dog and you rat like this, people like this, and you do it for him, what is he going to do? He will obey. Sit. You do that, he will sit. Associating the being, what's in your hand and the world. Other may have a treat. Sit, and this is give him a treat. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
It will give us conditioned children. Which means you tell them or you give them direction to obey conditioned by something. Either punishment or a treat. And some are doing that till now in their homes. Learn this song, I'll give you $5. So it's a treat if you do good. You will be punished if you don't do it. In order to change, modify the behavior, we use some of these. And teacher in the school, they know very well what's meant by negative or positive.
Reinforcement.
We get that. Negative or positive.
Reinforcement.
So how to reinforce something negatively or positively? Usually, Taban, it was not accepted. Then came to the 80s, 1980s, in which there are so many theories, nobody learned from lectures. But you have to learn by experimenting. Experiment everything and you will know. If it's bad, you will not do it again. If it's good, you continue to do it. Could it work? They are experimenting with drugs and they never stopped using it. Then came after that the theory of behavior management. Behavior management, which is still now applying the schools, till now, school systems, give the orders by saying, even you know the football matches and the hockey, they say, if you do something offensive, a card will be there. Which means I'm giving the player the choice. If he wants to follow it or not. Some prefer to break the legs of a good player, other team, and go out. They choose a bad player to do it. Dismiss. But the other team, the opponent, will lose the best play. At home, if you behave rudely, you'll go to your room. Then the child has a choice. He has to behave rudely and go to his room, or follow what's said to him, he will move to his room. But what is inside his room? everything good. So that system is responsible for raising very manipulative kids, and we have now the worst manipulative generation ever ever known. Oh, you're all aware, whether they are adults, very manipulative, and they have so, are so experienced in manipulation by different ways, depending on the one you want to manipulate. One of the best books I wanted to read, just for yourself, for fun, كتاب اسمه Who is Pulling Your Strings? Who is pulling your strings? And who is manipulating you? To know whether you will be a victim of manipulation or not, your character is a character of those who could easily manipulate it. Look for a salesman coming to your home. Some personalities easily manipulated and you rather check. And some will say no. Some are very assertive, some are not. And always the salesman looks for those who are not assertive and put pressure, manipulate your mind, do whatever. But he either will give you a lot of insurance or sell you something. And look, example, a bit like that. It's telemarketers, Dolan, so many of them. This generation learned that according to by experiment I will know everything. But there is no training, no guidelines, the experiment, and do whatever they want and learn from it. I will tell you a story. But staff and I are not only children, I'm looking at school. If you leave the children as such, you will grow like the man which I'm going to tell you his story. This man is a very good man from a very good, wealthy family. His father told him, do whatever you want to do, and what will be the result? Either 50% nobody will catch you, 50% chance that somebody will tell you you are wrong and you'll be penalized. For those 50% chances to be penalized, you could go around it, manipulate, do whatever. Maybe 5 or 10% you'll be penalized. You could bribe, give a gift, say no, I did not do it. With a lawyer. So what to think in any situation, what will happen if you do it? If it feels good, do it. And then think later how to manipulate the people after that. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Sami?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One day, someone came to my office to tell me, I am in trouble. Why are you in trouble?
Something easy.
Why? I know one comes to my office, something easy. I keep having a beer out, that's why I'm I have a business where I have people working for me, and I am late on my ride. My car, I need a ride, and my car is not working. So I give her a ride on my way to my home. That man is married and he has 3 children. He gave her a ride and she told him, why not to come and take a coke? Drink. It's hot. Just a little bit. He replied. She went and changed her clothes. Wait, get a bit to go and cook with him. Whatever. Yeah, he drank the coup, and after a while, she became pregnant. So simple, yeah. الكوك دي خطيرة أصلا أوي. Of course he doesn't think of any consequences. This is the mind. Do whatever. If it feels good, do it. Then think later. Okay. The young girl is pregnant. And okay, he's still helping her, she's working with him, and the baby is born. Do you want to give him your name? Okay, if you want it. Well, they give him his name. Till now, as if he lost his mind, he doesn't think, because he was trained not to think of any consequence. Because he could manipulate the consequences. Something unfortunate happened, and then that girl, which he has his own girl, daughter, came to his house to help his wife in some show. They met for the first time, and she told her, "Your husband, I have a baby with him." What do you expect,
He will have fun at home.
His wife, a little, what did you do? I said, nothing. I said, nothing. I just went for a cook and you have a girl, your daughter. With your name. We don't know your children. Then he came a fight. Then he came to me finally. I don't know. My wife is nervous, I don't know why she's that nervous. It's a real story, nothing. What do you want from me now? Ali, I don't know. I am paying that girl for my daughter a monthly payment, and she's on my name, and my wife wants to leave home. Drastic action, back leave home. But because she wants to leave home, he came to me. What could I do with that girl, صاحبة الكوكولا دي عامل ايه؟ if he would think just of the consequence of his action, he will never do it, he'll never be involved. So we have a generation doing whatever they like to do without rules. Experiment and look for the consequences, and most of probably you'll be able to deal with it. If you are not lucky, and 5%, 10%, you'll not be able to do it. Do whatever possible. Life will be much easier if you do that. This theory is called behavior management. Manage your life as you want. You have choices. Everybody have choices in life. Choose whatever you like from choice. Then, and this is the two main theories: experiment, and there are many choices for everybody. Give choices and choose whatever you like without previous rules in your heart, in your mind, or in your life. The result is very manipulative generation. Even actually in the New Age movement, let's see, the third issue out of four moral relativism. Do whatever you like. If it feels good, do it. There's no difference between right and wrong again. The same. Something there it is. There's no absolute truth. No absolute goodness. Everything is relative in life. You know the area? They are more relativism that goes in the New Age movement. The right of my body behaviors in Christian, how we can avoid that? We have to think better of a new way of raising children and dealing with our newer generation. But there has to be three important items: rules and guidelines in life for everybody, behavior training, and then I give you choices. Yet imagine 10 years old when Tamil Arabia received, but LA, I want to drive. There are so many choices. A, to get in the car, not to get him, take him with you in the car, whatever. So the parent, متعود على the behavior management theory, okay, anyway, here's the key. Try. هو راجل غني يعني مش يعني ايه صعب مش مهم يعني بليفي فينا انا قابلت ناس ريسنتلي واحد سرق من واحد 40 مليون هي ديز نوت موف ان انش ما فيش حتى فلنش ان هيز فيس 40 مليون ايه يعني هو من جوه بيغلي جوه بس ما فيش ما فيش His wife told me he never moved a muscle in his face because he knows but some many prisoners give the money back or he'll do something bad to that guy one time مش احنا نتحاضع عشان هذا 100 دولار ولا 40 مليون حاجة عالية ده برضو متربي تربية اللي هي behavior management فطلع الأحسن بقى theory for training اللي هي we have to adopt we have to teach our children since we were young rules and guidelines مش عارفنا absolute permissiveness مش عارف حاجة بجيبها مفيش حاجة اسمها absolute obedience مفيش حاجة اسمها behavior modification يطلع conditioned kids I feel like the dog والشم بتاعه بابلو انتحكم behavior management طلع عين من يبتد بنعلم guidelines احنا then we train people for behavior then I give him choices you remember that they how did you get your driver license book our guidelines and rules okay you pass the test written test here بعد كده في behavior ايه training details and details and details تعمل تعرف half a turn right turn left turn كم مرة 50 times 100 times repeatedly till you master you take the license after you have the license you have the choices and actually during the training they train you on routines You do it without thinking. When you see a red light, do you think to pass it or not to pass it? إيه اللي بيحصل? When you see a red light, you stop. Sure? But when you stop, if you think, you do something wrong. So we became trained. Our certain routine. Before you go to sleep, you have to brush your teeth. If this is a routine in your life, try one time to go to bed. وكده lazy, you don't want to brush your teeth. هيحصل لك ايه? هتعمل ايه? Just give it experience. You feel something wrong. to go back again to the fashion piece. It's a routine. Apply this and play it. If you were learn as a routine, you have to pray a certain time for years. If it doesn't happen, you feel something is wrong. I'm not feeling at ease. It became a routine. Then, after you have this routine in your life, then you could think. Choices. Max Arabia, driver license. Then you see, if you want to drive Jiggy right lane, left lane, you know the rules, you have the training, choose the car, then now you have the choices. I will give you choices safely, because you learned, you have a driver license, and you know the guidelines. Before rules and guidelines, before behavior training, I cannot give choices to anybody. You do something wrong. In behavior management, I give you choices. Without training, without guidelines. Like in behavior training theory, which I wish everybody could apply it, yani, spend good time in teaching rules and guidelines and consequences. Then training, عشان يعمل واحد skills. Anybody who's competing in the Olympics بيعمل ايه؟ يوم الصبح من نوع راح الأولمبيكس how much he could go in training small steps طب ليه عشان guidelines of the game he had training for years still he go and compete in the Olympics. Again, the choices back after that to do back another play which is far better than he learned. طيب كان لي واحد مثلا بيلعب جيمناستيك وتمرن على جيمناستيك ست موفز وداخل حاليا تورنمنت او داخل يعمل ايه؟ حضر نفسه all his mind I know it very well I will do 1 2 3 steps بس روتينز عندي. ايه كوتش يقول له ايه؟ I'm sorry صبحي وراح يلعب you do something different instead of doing 1 to 3 do it 3 to 1 what will happen to the player? He will not be able to do it. Why? It has to be behavior training. A rule, the behavior thing, then choices. Now apply this to the classroom situation now. Into clean pass Sunday school class. Are there any set rules and guidelines? Yes or no? Are there any rules and guidelines the kids know about it? Yes. How long do you spend in teaching them these rules before giving the lessons? How long do you spend in teaching rules and guidelines with consequences?
Doesn't it depend on the age?
Any class, even high school, we have to know rules and guidelines. وخدهم camp. Is it any rule and guideline? You have to know it very well. But don't worry. No. They must be trained on these guidelines and rules before going. Driving a car. See, some professional teachers, they spend 2 weeks in the beginning of the school year teaching guidelines and rules and consequences and testing the students they know it or not and they do it while she's present Then she goes to the end of the class and tell her back and see what they will do or not. Then go outside the door of the class, looking through the door to them while they are doing it. They do their work with set the rules. After that, she will go to the principal office and the class is calm. Why? Because they're following the rules. They were trained. So, in your homes, we have to teach guidelines. يعني هتجيب أخوك الصغير كيف عنده 5 years old 6 years old comes to the church without guiding him what's going to happen in the church to learn from me and whatever I'm doing do it with me I'm sure he'll miss out. We have to spend time before coming to the church to tell him this will happen 1, 2, 3 and we do such and such and such and they learn it. If we're going to the supermarket shopping I tell the child so he has to learn before ahead high school you have camp right camp we have to see guidelines and you discuss the guidelines you don't want to eat together no discuss the guidelines with the consequences and if we train ourselves with the guidelines we can do that after that they are not going to do anything wrong because they can't why? Because you train them you discuss it with them and you train them from what I've said till now are we missing something in our Sunday school? Or we do it before we go to this to discuss this case again ADV and other things these are general rules in raising children and in guiding classes for their school for Sunday school
just like another question Sometimes we have rules, for instance, like the class is going to be 30 minutes long from the time it starts until the end. But it feels sometimes, for one reason or another, for whatever situation, we have to kind of select the rules, make it like 25 minutes for special circumstances. What do you think of just, or even because of like a special child?
Prepare the child ahead for any change in the rules.
Sometimes they happen kind of along the way and it's hard to predict everything from up front that's going to happen throughout the year. So
5 minutes is going to make a difference. But if the class is half an hour and you make it 1 hour or it's half an hour and you finish in 5 or 10 minutes disruption would happen. But if you expect that today the class would take longer time. Tell them, you know, in our school here, this class will finish in half an hour. Today, we have something very interesting. Motivate them. It might take a few minutes more. And they are expecting. And it depends on their span of attention, of course. So, any change from the routines. We have to explain it to get the best result. And I don't know your routines. What's the routine in this meeting? Can I move away? Few routines?
No.
Did I have a better one for you? I'm going to get an answer. Please go ahead and learn the routine. Yeah, I'll follow the hour, but I'll tell you about it. If you routine, that's it. Well, let me finish. Good afternoon, let's go ahead. Set the rules with lines, يعني. If you guys can do حاجة, then anything goes. أي حاجة. ضرب ساعة, ضرب ساعة, أي حاجة. So, in your classes, then to be clear about these routines. وفي rules. And you could put the rules on the wall. The consequences. كل واحد عارف اللي بيحصل إيه. كلام ده in any class, Sunday school or any other class. what's the difference between Sunday school class and class in a public school?
Okay, I have a question regarding that question. Because in school, you can have real consequences. Like, you might fail your class, you'll get sent to the principal's office, you might get expelled, which affects your grade. But here in Sunday school, we don't really have those kind of consequences to give them. So I feel that it's very hard to put rules when if they break them, we really can't do anything about it. We can maybe kick them out of class, because sometimes they want to get kicked out of class.
Mm-hmm.
It's like funner to be outside instead of in Sunday school. Or if you talk to their parents, you know, they might get yelled at for 2 minutes, and they'll get over it. It doesn't matter. So I don't know what kind of consequences to put in so they actually follow the rules and not break them.
These are really different children, if you understand. Dealing with different children. Can I tell you that? What to do with the defiant child, the obedient, or the softer child? How is Emily? Those seeking attention, the clown of the class. What to do with those? There has to be consequences which really could affect the child. Any consequence. You know, the many of the kids, whatever you tell them, they will tell you, I don't care. Go out, thank you. Stay in the corner, thank you. You're not going to bother me. Won't you just a time and go away? في البيت عندكم اي عيل صغير في البيت حد فيكم يتجوز يعني عنده عيال يعني تحاولوا كده العيال الصغيرين تقول له اوكي if you do that if you don't يا جماعه in the classroom we have to say مفيش if rudeness is not allowed in this class rudeness is not allowed in our home. مش if you will be rude something. مش حاسمها if. If دي the behavior management. But these choices. في بالنسبة للبيئة training مش كلمة if ابدا. اقولها ده اللي المفروض يتعمل. This is has to be done this way. احنا we spoil the kids. So the classes of Butna, our home. You give choices within the guidelines. Yeah, the guidelines. احنا we stay 15 minutes in the class. What are the choices? Either read the Bible, or discuss something, or praise, or hymns. So there are certain choices, but within the guideline or the rule in 15 minutes. في البيت, I give him a choice between what he's going to dress. But within the rule, and that clause has certain description. عشان بدي يجي بيها كنيسة. Have two or three sets, I could choose between them. And the three of them, follow the rule, which I want. So using choices within the rules, this is very important. Consequences. طبعا الناس احد يقول لهم انتوا ناس loving وkind and it is, طبعا, of course. Well, in Sunday school class, we are in the place of Jesus Christ himself, the teacher. Do you think يعني Jesus Christ in his life with his disciples can permissive or messy go two by two if you go and they tell them such and such are you don't get if you go into a town and they don't accept even the dust you know sandals he told them go and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But don't go and baptize them best. He told exactly what to do. After that, he gives them the wisdom, the Holy Spirit, and he gives them the choices. He has to that when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven. Don't you go and pray? He told them what to pray. صح? התערבן אליך בידי הרול ועלינה ויצרינה. How many times he took them to that Mount of Olive to pray? So many times. Martin goes there. Mount of Olive there for prayer. Sometimes he goes alone, sometimes with his own disciples. And how many times he went with them to the Mount of Olive in the place owned by Saint Mark? How many times? So many times. So Judas Iscariot knew beforehand, after the Last Supper, he would take them and go to the same place. That's why he went to the Jews and he brought them to the same place. It's a routine. They know. Who is the ADD child? Ta'arif anhu. What are the characters of ADD or ADHD child?
The attention is probably not long enough, but in most cases he's a very smart child.
Every child with who is slow in paying attention or distractible easily, could they regard him as attention deficit?
No.
If a cool layer for first clue and don't attention deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's a computer game.
Uh-huh.
Everybody now is attention, especially to some of the school class, who is used to computer games for hours and the excitement will be so bored to death in discussion like this. At an end. عاوز يسايكل تعالوا صغيرين على طول بيلعبوا كده ويسمعوا اصوات او جيمز وسيم اكسايتد يجي اوف مسح هو عليه اي دي دي نو بس هو اتعود الاتنشن يا بس للاكستريملي اكسايتنج سينز قدام وجيم. طب نعمل ايه في الجامعه دول؟ هنعمل جيمز ده as much as we can. هذا ما اتحب اكتب دلوقتي. As much as we can, we know that we are in a generation now the majority of the kids are addicts. يعني addicts؟ addicts. Computer games are addictive. يعني addicts يا جماعة.
Depending on.
Yes. If you stop it, that's a withdrawal symptom. They cocaine kills. Computer games like cocaine. Like gambling, like pornography, could never addictive. Do you know any child who is not on computer games these days? When a game boy there was a station or whatever, everybody has it. Did you see them when they are playing this game? The focus and the attention.
Intense.
If you tell them please come food, he doesn't. Let them close the game. Has that happened at some school? Like, oh, it's boring. كل في الدخول كل الكلاس كلها بورين والتيكر كلهم بورين ونعمل ايه؟ I mean, we are really in a difficult situation because most of the kids are used or addicted to extreme level of adrenaline rush because of the excitement. The adrenaline rush to their blood when they are excited and this is addictive. You may get any kind of hustle stuff. تعملوكم بقى PowerPoint, اعملوهم لعبوهم, whatever they like, but be sure that they will go to their parents and say it's boring. don't worry about that word harsh. Don't worry. You do your best as much as you can. Sometimes it's less, you can try exciting, like use whatever you can from audiovisual. Show for a teacher spend a day, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and do it. The main two features of ADD is distractibility and impulsivity. Not hyperactivity. الريال هايبر دول مش شرط عنده اي دي دي، بس لو عنده ديستابيليتي وعنده امبولسيفيتي وعنده هايبر اكتيفيتي يبقى اوحش شويه، يبقى شيء شويه. Is there any class you have here in the church without one عنده اي دي دي؟ It's so common these days. Actually, it's overdiagnosed. وبياخدوا ميديكيشن العيال دول. بس بعض الماما تقول ايه؟ نو اكسبت ويكند حرام. Don't give the medication. يجوا هنا في كيسه يعملوا اللي يعملوه. It's strong to stop the medication. They have to take the medication all the year round. مش حاجه اسمها بالفاكيشن لا وصندي لا. No. Because their behavior must be also controlled in the church. Do you think treatment of ADD helps behavior of the children? Of course, yes. Helps. Their medication, their behavior therapy, of course, but the medication helps really improving attention. Right, and then I see distractibility with impulsivity. How do you first stage? How to deal with distractibility? Other, how to deal with impulsivity? And you know what's meant by distractibility? What is meant by easy distractible. But whatever, and see, I look external distractibility to internal distractibility. Internal goals, his own ideas or thoughts. After that, yeah, I'm going to talk about ADD. بقول ADD فيها حاجتين مهمين، في distractibility, impulsivity, sometimes hyperactivity. أما أتكلم معاكم مثلا على distractibility، وأنا بتكلم distractibility أخش في الديفاينس أو أخش أقلب على العيال اللي هم يعني، لكن أخلص distractibility، أخلص impulsivity أروح اللي بعدها. I'm not distracted from inside. لو انا distracted عند distractibility، خدي متحرك، خدي ما قامت تلعب شعرها، راح التاني تعبيها في الورق، عمال ابص دي ديتيل، انسى احنا هنعمل ايه. ده واحد easy distractible. Actually he's focusing on so many things at the same time that he cannot focus on the appropriate issue. مش ما عندوش attention. No, he's focusing on more than one thing at the same time. And he cannot focus all his attention on only one issue. اللي هي teacher or camera. ده معنى التنسبيلت. حد يقرأ. أنت يجي. أنا بسرعة بقى.
Have the children, the teacher direction. Announce what you are going to say before you say it.
ايه اوكي بحس تعالي اقول لكم مع بعض يعني شوفهم what you don't understand. ماشي كلها حاجات دي كلها يعني rules which will help a Sunday school servant او teacher from that. هي يعني الحاجات دي كلها موجهه لواحد ايه ال span بتاعه قليل of attention and easy distractible. كمل يوم
provide the children with a quiet place to work in addition to their regular desk. Chunk their work and provide frequent change. Have the child work with a non-ADD child, but not the same child all the time. Make frequent eye contact. Keep them busy but provide breaks. Keep the child close to the parent or the servant. Use extra motivation but think in terms of challenges, not bribes. monitor progress often. They need frequent feedback. Teach organizational skills and teach time management.
يعني دي حاجات guidelines which could help the teacher. حد عنده disability مش ممكن أبقى أوقف الدبالة إنه ما يطيرش. هتلاقي في فلاز موجود، هتلاقي في بنت زعق شعرها قدام الولد ده، هتلاقي واحد بيفك الجزمة بتاعته. ده غصب عنك هنعمل فيه إيه الحاجة دي يعني؟ ما اقدرش أغير الدنيا كلها، لكن يكون الولد ده لازم ياخد بميديكيشن. وفي بيت في بيهيفير ثيرابي بيعلموه ازاي وان باي وان الاوردر، ما تجيش كل اوردر مره واحده. حد فيكم اي دي دي هنا؟ حتى كنت بقى مفروش هتلاقي اكيد حد لوك اي دي دي اكيد يعني مش ممكن معنا.
I have this
age induced episode. It's all is not important. وبعدين يعني كنت لاقيها كثير اضعف still very hyperactive. They can't stand still. They still scared they can. ما ليش وقت قاعد يرجع لي تفهم ربع ساعه ولا داش عادي يمكن على طول يقوم ويقعد. عندك كتير هنا ناس انا عارف بالاسم they cannot stay still in one place for 15 minutes they cannot اضعف. من هنا دعوه بقى الشيلدرن في حاجه غريبه بس يجي هاي بقى الشيلدرن تخلص when you go يعني adulthood. طب في ناس كبار عندهم attention deficit؟
yes
yes يعني في adult ADD وفي children ADD. هاي لو teacher بقى عندها ADD
interesting class.
I know one of those teachers عندها ADD. أقعد أديها principles قبل ما تروح الكلاس تاخد medication بس يعني شنوها responding يعني. بس في يعني a good percentage of adults عندهم still attention deficit and they know it in their work. طب متوقعين تلاقوا الشغل organized؟
No.
The work? No. Could they finish the homework alone without any help? No. هيروح البيت هيلعب. هيروح بيه دي مثلا انت هتديه مثلا هوم ورك في الساندي سكول كلاس هيعمل ايه؟ either he will keep it till the end or he will do it and forget to bring it and will bring it with him and forget to give it to you and expect it. احنا we are dealing with a group very distracted فبتحاول environment as much as you can تخليه يكون بيستركز اي كونتاكت معاه خلي جنب واحد ما عندوش اي دي دي وغيره كل شويه زي ما بقول لك يعني ادي الاوردرز 1 باي 1 ما تديش مثلا 5 اوردرز مره واحده للكلاس وانت جاي وبتحكي الحكايه معاه يعني تبقى فيري اكسايتنج ممكن تشركه معاه بي انفولف ان ده تعمله مع العيال الصغيرين يعني الشباب يعني التينيجرز تعرفين عندهم selective listening كل ايجر كده يعني selective listening يعني ساعات احنا بنتريق على الادلت نقول ان عنده selective ADD husband يعني كان ممكن عنده selective ADD يعني يسرح وقت ما يعوز ويركز وقت ما يعوز يعني مراته تقول له حاجه ممكن to pay attention فالتانية يسرح بمثاله because he knows what's going to happen if he will listen to ask him demand something يعني عنده دي يعني عنده دي ولا حاجة يعني حاجة selective لما فرق من selective listening واحد distractible فانتو بتكلم حاليا in general بس بقى حاجة يعني اي واحد فيكو يعرف حد عنده دي adult he knows was meant by easy session. So sit aware. في خدمات حلوين جدا جدا سكر خالص. They can't know where they put their purse. حتى تنساها. وحد يدمل وراها يعني. وهي يعني شخصية very lovely يعني. لكن but they forget. لأنه ما فيش عندهم نظام مش organization يعني. المفاتيح عربية تتساب تتساب نظارة تتساب في الحياة تتساب مطرحها. وتلاقي حرام لعب واحدة منهم ما تمشي وراها عطوه يخدم وتشرط يتخدم البرش بتاعها وتلم من عرقية معها وهي شخصية حلوة بس يعني ما عطوه distracted. فالناس دول بنعلمهم طبعا حاجات يعملوها يعني يعني ايه impulsivity يعني you jump into action without thinking. يعني مش عايز سؤالي دولو مين يعني في الفاصل بتاعها if you know read your hand تروح في ايه بس مفكرش ومفكرش اي حاجة خالص يعني ايه اللي جاد ده سؤال مفكرش تسألك اي سؤال عن مثلا جيس مثلا تروح في ايده تسألي يقول لك مش لسه مفكرش بس impossible تنزل الحياة من كده يعني على طول يعني في ايدي فبنحاول الناس دولا نعلمهم روتين طويل قوي عشان نعلمهم الروتين and they're slow thinkers they jump into action before you finish thinking they're impulsive child يعني hyperactivity كل يعني كل حاجة down relative يعني هي distractibility within normal وحاجة pathological impulsivity حد فيك impulsive طيب حلوين يعني بس في حاجات تخلوش قال يعني قول دي بقى دخلنا في الاي دي وحاجات يعني ما تقدرش مين فيكم اذا وقف في لاين ما يستحملش من داي عاوز يهرب يعني هل في بعض هذا impulse impulsive يبقى الآن مجدود إيه الصبور ما بيخلصش يعني فأني لا بالنسبة للإي دي دي يعني ساعة كم عدد الغرف؟
134
عادة مدة لما أول هنا؟ فانا يعني النهار عاوز اقول لكم حاجه انه even in your home ولا في class we have to insist in teaching guidelines and rules. انا عندي مش هون درس في اول سنه لازم you spend good time in teaching guidelines and rules repeat again وخلي العيال تتكسر مع بعض be involved in it وعارف كونسيكونس لغايه ما عارفين كل حاجه واحد يقول كونسيكونس ايه اللي عايز نتعلمه if there's يعني really a relationship between the school servant والاولاد لما انا بوريهم how much I value them how much I'm proud of them how much I really love them and I'm expressing my love to everyone in a certain way acceptable to them and I stop that for some time not giving them some of my attention يحسوا لكن إذا أنا أعلم أني شايد والبنيفاتيز سواء في elementary school public أو عندنا هنا they don't care about consequences خالص روح الاوفيس يروح الاوفيس هتروح تقابل مش عارف برنسبل اوكي هتعمل لي ايه يعني في عندي ايه هاي سكول مش روح مدرسه مدرسه ما روحش مدرسه لو انت سهرت مش روح مدرسه ثانك يو مش روح مدرسه قاعد طول على الكمبيوتر ويصحى 7 طول روح المدرسه 7 من صحيح الراديو فما تحسبوك ايه في المدرسه absent. So, in Ta'adit Halas, 15 day or the past 25 days, you can't, what would happen, yeah? You repeat the year, so, yeah, it can stop that one part again. فالأم في الشعر عملوا إيه؟ عملوا إيه؟ قال جنب التمرين يحس هو لسه صغير مش هو شحط عن 60 years old تقول تعالى أعلمه فالغلاسة والتناحة دي تتصالح إزاي؟ طب حد فيك فاهم كلام بقول إيه؟
تعالى كلوك إيه؟ شيك أبو داسكي والتناحة دي مش
هدول إيه تمد؟ هتمد؟ مش كمل؟ شو indifference؟ شو indifference؟ في أفضل؟ فقصدي يعني بسبب ان احنا we don't train our children when they become teenager حرام they don't know الدين routines how they are going to behave in the church هي بزي يعمل ايه؟ البيت امرانه ويلبس ازاي والصلاة ازاي ويلبسها ازاي يجي جاهز يتعلم هنروح نزور فريند عيالي افهمهم when you go to that house يحصل كذا do such and such and such what are you going to do then they are ready best time see اجي الساعة 9 اقول يلا best time no unless أنا بقالي هم عندهم 2-3 8:30 خدهم على البال مش حلو بالظهرية احنا نعمل كده هنفتر وشنا مش عارف ايه we're going to read the Bible we're going to pray then sleep في story we do it every day الغريب عنده 12 years old he knows this was going to happen he cannot go to sleep before washing his face going to the toilet, Bible, praying, and sometimes a story he will read or somebody will read for him. That's routine. Without these routines, ناخد عيل عند الجيست هيقلبلكوا البيت بتاع الجيست. يعني رايحين قصدي زور ناس واصحابكم يعني شو نعملكوا ايه ناس العيال؟ اعملوا كلاون. واحسن حاجه يعملوها لما يكون يعني حد بيزوركم في البيت. الوقت هادي جدا جدا يجي اصلا الفيرتوس تلاقي الدنيا اتقلبت قدامه I did not teach him الناس المتمرنين عندهم فيرتوس جايين 8:30 مامي I'm going up الناس مستغربين ايه اللي بيحصل yes we go up late we're strained هتيجي 8:30 هيطلع فوق عشان يعمل الروتين بتاعه and he goes to bed عادي خالص فلازم لازم I have 6 years in our Sunday school class guidelines rules أعلم routines هيتعمل الساس ماشي ازاي ف I will minimize as much as I can الحاجة تحصل upset ده ايه اللي عندك في الورق بالتفصيل الممل يعني have to take care of all those kinds of things الورق ده خلوه معاكم you will never find it anywhere please يعني If you're really interested, I hello. If you are not interested, give it to me again. If you had a share, please give it to me. And if you're not interested, you can do it. If any other servants who are not come today, I'll even give them copies. And I hear more about how to manage a class. When I was a teacher or Sunday school servant, I'm going to ask you, if you're not interested, I'm going to Any questions?
I have a question regarding the behavioral management.
Yes.
I find it sometimes good, maybe just correct me if I'm wrong, but when you reward a child method for memorizing a passage in the Bible or for, I mean, that's even what we do in spiritual competition, like study and work so hard so you can be acknowledged and recognized. Because we have in mind the fact that the time we spend reading the Bible and doing something spiritual, God is going to reach to them through it, even if they start initially doing it for a reward. So what do you think of that scenario where we were rewarding them for spending time and giving more dedication?
Positive reinforcement, of course, better than negative reinforcement. Positive reinforcement, I wish one day when I was raised from the school, there was no such thing as stickers and stores. I didn't have to get them all. We had rich, we had everything. We were raised, we are coming here, we love Jesus, and Jesus are going to meet with him, وبعد الكمين احنا نقعد نتكلم على Jesus. ماذا قالين؟ الناس هنا اتعودوا لازم على rewards incentives. Okay, fine. But so it's not going to compete for the incentives. It's going to compete because of learning something new. Compete in a hymn. Compete certain knowledge in the diocese. وفي يبقى فرحان ان هو بيعرف حاجه جديده مش عشان ياخد تروفي للاخر ايه تروفي اللي بتاعتي كده يعني هو he's competing مع ناس تانيين in learning يبقى فرحان هو learn something new لكن في ناس عشان اخلي ابني يخش competition هديله money every day عشان يخش يبتدي يحفظ ويلرن غلط I don't believe in that. I do incentive. عشان يعمل حاجة he's supposed to do. ما فيه يوضى بوط في البيت. Then I will prize him. I do the money. I shut the boat. It will never work. وإذا وضى بوطه كويس إذا I could take him out تخرج مع بعض as a family. لكن ما يتعودش إنه عشان نعمل حاجة لازم أخذ حاجة. دي غلط. فهمت الفرق؟
In all situations for like as a general rule or in general or for any situation like that should be the general rule.
A general rule he doesn't do something because he will take something. He do something because it is his duty to do it or he will learn from it or he will benefit from it. He will benefit because Otto is tidy and clean. مش عشان انا هاخد من بابا فلوس اوضب اوضته go and more the loan and you take $5 طب ما اللون ده his own loan ده بكتير بتاع بيته has to be proud انه عاملها clean مش هديله فلوس اللي هيعمل كل مرة ف ده الفرق البنت اللي زعلت ماما تاخد حاجة زعلتش ماما تاخدهاش It's wrong way. It's not positive reinforcement. ده غلط. بعلمه على حال غلط. هيروح الشغل مش هيشتغل شغل الطبيعي اللي بيعمله. ليه حد يديله حاجة؟ حد مش هيديله حاجة مش هيشتغل شغل. يعني هيطردوه بالشغل على شوية. Any other questions?
Uh-huh. Actually, really a point of clarification. You said for like someone who's impulsive that one characteristic that a kind of a slow thinker, what's like another characteristic like of a person who like with the ADD condition, like what other characteristics do they have in their impulsiveness? Like, for someone who's impulsive, like what else do they have besides the slow thinking?
People are impulsive only.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can't focus. Instead of only. We cannot regard them ADD. They're two together. Distractibility with impulsivity to diagnose how they get. But he so many kids they don't pay attention. I thought أول do you have learning disability? When I hear you know that don't pay attention, maybe he has dyslexia, maybe he can't read, maybe عنده deafness, maybe he can't see the board. See, he has it out. قبل ما احكم عليه ان هو يكون pay attention او distractible يعني ف في so many learning disabilities ADD is one of them فواحدة بس impulsivity بس ما ينفعش لازم يكونوا مع بعض عشان تلاقيون ADD ياخد medication وعلاج يعني لكن اي واحد impulsive تنفعه عندكم exercise دي يعني ال guidelines تنفع اي واحد impulsive whether ADD or not اي واحد استفادته وتنفعه الحاجات دي وطبقا على السكون كنت عنده حاجه كده يعني.
I don't get to always
challenge the rules. I mean, the rules are always there. The rules are always enforced, but they will always challenge the rules. Mama, 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 Mama,
Mama, Mama, Mama, Mama, Mama, Mama, I think it's manipulative.
Yeah.
When you're talking about that, Doctor, I was thinking about it.
Okay. Manipulative, don't give him a choice. But if you do that, you have to do this. This is a rule in our house. It must be done this way. Most if you will do it, no. The rule. Ma'ruf of it.
And how many nights he has? Do I have to take a shower? Like, we've been taking a shower for the last 9 years. Every night.
He knows the routine and he does follow it. And a lot of, like, if I'm not home, he will follow the routine. Bedtime, he has a routine and he will follow.
Stick to the red line.
Yeah.
You have to be always at a root killer and a diamond.
Consistency, yeah.
You have to insist. I can.
Negotiation.
It is one of the six ways of manipulation. Negotiation,
right.
Bargaining. Kul
right.
Abi bargain. Do I have to go? Do I have to go? You have to go to bargain. I'm still going to bed. Do I have to go? Yes, you have to go. But you know what? Yeah, I just want. You will come. Insist on the rule. And you will fall. And you enjoy being out with you.
I think also what works with him is I found that if we lose our temper, it will go totally opposite. But if we are very calm, and I noticed one of the things that on the paper is calm, is we just do it, as a matter of fact, here's the rule and this is what you're going to do, very calmly, it follows. He follows it. So
assertiveness.
Right.
Every body from the school service, our teacher, our parents, we have to learn assertiveness. يعني في عندك هنا نوع من إيه؟ نوع define. They want to move you to the edge. عشان either you burst in anger or you yell. And then the حاجة عنده. And if he yells, he will do. But you have to be yourself from the school earlier. You have to be very calm. You know that this is his goal. To turn you into an angry person. Wonder what happened? Seeking attention. He hears, seeking attention. Ignore him. Hold. Lift our first school, go to the هيتجنن يا جماعة اللي بيعرف واحد always seeking attention بأي طريقة I don't get it on. واحد عنده tantrum I will ignore him عايز يقوم من الفصل يقوم من كلاس مش عاوز يشترك هتعمل في ايه يسيب لك السيب بتاعه وقايم ماشي تاخده وقول لي في ايه I'm not going out أحاول to involve him in a certain way كنت عارف انه his goal is to leave because he doesn't want to be involved. إذا كان أصلا doesn't enjoy because he has ADD ده موضوع تاني أشرحها له بقى piece by piece ميسهم يعني لكن ماقاش unruly وروح قايم سابق كاسه ماشي ما ينفعش ف your position قاعد فين الديسك بتاعك بالنسبة للعيالين دول العيال كانوا قاعدين كده يعني نص دايرة كده وهم ناس disruptive يا سلام ناس انا هكلم ده وكلم ده يعني disrupt the whole class احنا حضهم in row the line خدوا اقعد جنبك disruptive ده لكن مش تعمل كده half a circle ويكلموا مع بعض طيب الواحد اللي دايما بيدي comment في الكلاس ده he will need private work طبعا ignore his comments not agitate you but يعلم بعد كده the appropriateness when he give a comment طب هو عنده humor the clown يعني يتحق وفزت وبعدين هيبدأ الفصل بالطريقة دي لازم اقضي معاه some time I respect him well, you have sense of humor, they are so good, but when to be used? Not at any time. ففي حاجات مختلفة زيرو كانوا كل دول عندكم إن شاء الله يعني. Any other questions? ممكن نصلي بقى؟